I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
That's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touché. You go
right. It's time for Touché here on the download, 720 WGN. Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling in studio. I don't even know where to begin. Do we start with the weekend and get our way to healthcare? Do we start with healthcare and just wait 5 minutes for a new story to break? Like,
I think the healthcare thing is just a simple, because it has been said so many times, Republicans have no plan. I think we should just note the fact that an hour and a half ago or whatever, the Republican plan, the plan, right, after all of these different versions that they passed on the floor of the House when Obama was still president, but now the real plan of the Republicans in Congress has been published on a House Republican website. And I don't know that we have to say much more because it's going to be a long conversation.
It's already being analyzed as we speak.
Yeah.
The only thing I'll ask you, Chris, is that there already has been a division in the Republican Party.
Sure.
More conservative factions say no to any sort of tax credits, incentives, subsidies, anything. Where do you stand when it comes to this plan, which Senator Paul calls Obamacare Light?
Obamacare Light. I think that the Republicans are going to have to face the reality that Obama and the Democrats created a new entitlement. And I don't think that they can just sort of wipe that out. And, of the 20 million or so, there are 7 million who would be then cast adrift.
But didn't they run on wiping it out, Dave?
Only three times. and they've only repealed it 50 or 70. I lost track a lot of times. But the problem that the Republicans have, and this is the problem they've got, not just with the Obamacare stuff, but it's pretty much with everything, is that they said a lot of things for years and years and years because they couldn't actually affect the change because the Barack Obama was there to veto things. Now they are responsible for governing and they're having difficulty because on Obamacare, which is what we're talking about now, the math doesn't add up. If you want to protect pre-existing conditions, if you want to ensure that people under 26 and et cetera, you can't do the things that they did today and have the math work.
Right.
You're going to lose
$10 million. I wondered about that.
On a second. David is talking about a plan that has not yet been scored. So what he is saying is meaningless drivel. And it is important.
prescient prediction.
It's important for people to understand the meaningless drivel that David can spew.
Can we save this tape? Because I'm going to shove this back up your tushy, my friend, when it's scored and it turns out that you threw 10 million people off of their health insurance.
No, but that is what's not going to happen. People are not going to be thrown off of their health insurance. And I think that the problem that the Democrats, since David likes to say, here's the problem, the problem that Democrats have is they created this program 7 years ago. And everyone with an IQ over room temperature, which included at least some members of the, Democrats in Congress, knew that it would collapse. And indeed, it is collapsing around our very eyes.
Actually, wouldn't have had you guys not sabotaged it by doing things like getting rid of the risk corridors, which were designed to deal with the problems that we're having now.
We're going to have plenty of touches to talk about healthcare. Let's move on.
Okay.
Travel Ban 2, Electric Boogaloo, came out today, getting rave reviews.
I know the guy who wrote that.
I got to repeat on the air what people were saying to me in Saudi Arabia. I think I said this off mic last week. I was in Saudi Arabia a week ago for about 8 days. And I would say, kind of a little bit cautiously, how are we doing or something like this. I was there on business, not as a representative of any government or anything like that. Do you hate all Americans? Because I happen to be one. And their answer was, we wouldn't let Libyans into this country in a million years. As a Sudanese, no way. We've got our Navy out there in the Red Sea preventing them from coming in. I mean, to be on the ground in the UAE or Qatar or Saudi Arabia is to have a sense of just how thoughtful this particular
ban is. Let me ask you this, Chris. Let's continue here. Does this travel ban, the second travel ban, does it address the issues that court had a problem with? Does it essentially take away that this is a quote unquote Muslim ban?
Well, it wasn't a Muslim ban before because it was only applying to countries of less than 15% of the total Muslim population in the world. So it was not ever a Muslim ban. But I think that what you now have is an even more tailored application. And somebody's going to try and take it to court, but it's not this one will stick.
Dave, is this one appease people on the left or the ACLU, the idea that some of the things that were in this travel ban addressed some of the deficiencies of the first?
Not remotely. And Chris is wrong. It's not going to be upheld. But the other thing is that, you know, Chris, I love how we're comparing what people in one of the most restrictive anti-immigrant societies on earth, anti-woman, anti-immigrant societies on earth, feel about things like immigration. Of course the Saudis don't want to let people in. They didn't let Palestinians in. They didn't let Kuwaitis in. So I'm sorry, but those aren't my role models. I'm looking at Statue of Liberty going like, yeah, that's the one I'm looking for. So no, that's not how we're going to do things. Number two, you know, the problem with what's been happening up to this is that there have been all those leaked memos, like the intelligence agency at the Department of Homeland Security that wrote a memo that said, well, in fact, we really can't justify this ban based upon the way this ban is supposed to be justified, because you can't do it based upon national origin. It's really not a good predictor. And oh, by the way, if you did, then you got to have Pakistan and Saudi Arabia and some of these other countries that have actually given us terrorists in this country. So I think that what's going to happen with the travel ban is it's going to get thrown out just like the first one was.
Dave Lundy, Chris Roebling in studio. We've made it to the first break, and I'm excited because now we can talk about wiretaps, Russia. That's what we'll talk
wiretaps
about.
Wiretaps with two P's.
Two P's.
The wire.
The
wire.
Tap.
Two the P's. Wire.
We're playing. It's Touche here on The Download. Stay with us.
I just said that.
I know you just said that.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
Well, I'm not sure where you're going with this.
That's what I just said.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you.
All right.
Touche. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy in studio here on The Download, 720 WGN. All right. Wiretapping. This weekend, Saturday morning, President Trump goes to Twitter and he talks about a wiretap.
Have I said all along this guy's got impulse control problems?
I have said that.
I've said that's one of his four issues, along with conflicts and, you know, detail.
Where
or
did
facts.
He get the so it's facts. Reported he got it from Breitbart
Mark Levin, who is on a sort of a web TV operation, and he's also on some radio stations, and he's a former chief of staff to Ed Meese when Ed Meese was the attorney general. Mark Levin put together a segment where he has about nine different publications that are each talking based on unnamed sources around intelligence gathering activities that kind of get closer and closer and closer to Trump Tower. And he presented these things with his usual vigor. And then a writer at Breitbart, I believe on Thursday, his Thursday program.
So a writer at Breitbart picks it up.
A writer at Breitbart then writes it up on Friday.
Right.
Then there is this huge blow up at the White House in the Oval Office, at which Trump is angry at Bannon and Priebus
for the recusal
because of the recusal by
Jeff Sessions.
This is 2 days. Yeah. It's crazy. And so he apparently in that blow up bars them from Air Force One. Says, I'm going to Mar-a-Lago. You guys have got to go commercial or something. I think they ended up going on Air Force One, but I mean, he was really ticked off.
And, all right. For the
and then
you
the
can't next, ride at my plane.
The next morning at 6 a.m. or 6 a.m.
He's tweeting this out.
He's tweeting this.
So
out.
So this is a big. I mean, obviously it's a huge claim because he's really playing off of a lot of the issues that are really sort of directed at the Trump campaign. This idea of hacking and getting Russia involved. This idea that for political advantage, the Obama administration was wiretapping an opposition campaign, which is straight out of Watergate. Is there any I have to ask, I mean, the biggest question, you know, in the elephant in the room, is there any belief that this is true?
Well, so the most important news that was made yesterday was when the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, was on Meet the Press. And he was asked by Chuck Todd, you know, basically, was there a FISA warrant? Did this happen? Because your theories are one of two things. One, totally illegal wiretapping. Two, it was legal wiretapping. Neither one of which are good stories.
I guess three is never happened.
Yeah, or three, it's fantasy.
He's basing it off of Levin's story.
Exactly. So when Clapper went on Meet the Press and he said Chuck Todd didn't think he'd actually confirm, and he's like, no, I could just deny it. It didn't happen. Not to the best of my knowledge that this happened. That was important because that took away the FISA option, because Clapper, the director of National Intelligence, would have known
about
it.
Does it take away the illegal wiretapping?
It doesn't take away the possibility of illegal wiretapping. But again, I mean, this is the conspiracy theorist. This is the Donald Trump with the birther stuff. And
well,
this is the
Hang on. This is the Donald Trump who has embraced
conspiracy theories repeatedly. This is the Donald Trump who accused Ted Cruz's dad of killing Kennedy.
He didn't say he killed Kennedy.
He said he helped Lee Harvey Oswald.
So
who killed Kennedy?
Let me just say the British journalist who wrote numerous of these Levin referenced articles is standing by her reporting. And she has basically said that in Trump Tower, there was a server that was of significance to United States intelligence. Now, the question then begins to arise about not what Clapper was actually very lawyerly and very precise. And Dave skipped over that. He said, not of Trump, the president-elect, not of Trump, the candidate, nor of his campaign. But most of what Levin was talking about was Trump associates.
Mm-hmm.
And so
But that's not what Trump was talking about.
I'm talking about the allegations here upon which apparently he has based this. But in any case, we don't know. And more importantly for the people driving home right now, is that we've got a president who was about 60 yards ahead of his White House, whether he was on firm ground or crumbling ground.
Regardless of the facts and anything.
Regardless of everything else.
Yeah, the White House didn't speak about this for like 12 hours.
They had
no
clue as to what to say. And this is part of the frustration.
Let me ask you, it's only 2 minutes left here, so let's get to a great point by 773. Does the Russia story, does it a backfire for the Democrats? Do you run into the risk?
I think so.
Do you run in the risk at pushing?
Yeah.
You uncover there was some illegal activity and the story changes.
By now, we would know if there was something there.
Nonsense.
There is nothing there.
Nonsense. You didn't know Watergate, what was really going on for Watergate for a year.
That's not
true. These Republicans who are trying to say that, well, there's no concrete evidence yet, so drop it. It's like,
I'm sorry, David. The Republicans on Saturday in the House and in the Senate said, we're adding this to our investigation.
Right, exactly.
That's not dropping it.
To which we're adding it to our investigation of what? Look, the fact is, this is fantasy land. There was no Barack Obama, or as Donald Trump referred to him, sick guy, did not order a wiretap, because he's not allowed to. That's not what presidents do anymore, of Donald Trump's phones, which is exactly what the accusation was. Words matter, specifics matter. And here's the bigger problem for the Republicans, like my friend Chris here. And I predicted this for a year. You guys are stuck having to defend the indefensible. And so what's happening is that you just had Homeland Security Secretary, former General John Kelly, who came out on Wolf Blitzer's show and said, well, the president said this, so he had reason to say it. I mean, this is Donna Shalala defending Bill Clinton against sex.
What do you think of that, Chris? Last word.
I think there is an epic struggle going on well beneath the headlines, well beneath the articles. And we are seeing only little blips of it out there on the horizon.
It's a great story. I can't wait to have I can't wait till the next touche. Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy.
Oh, my God. Then there will be like 147 different crazy things coming out.
I love that Chris has already gotten up. He said his word. He's out. He's off the mic.
That was a mic drop.
Chris Roebling, Dave Lundy, every Monday night here on Touche on the Downloads. Touché.